Hello and welcome to New Media Central. Today I want to talk about our old buddy Barack Obama had an independent panel review their surveillance program so they can make it more better. Really? That's the fox guarding the chicken coop. Come on, man. These are the guys who did it. Independent review? Come on, man. And then who's going to police to make sure they do the things, even if this independent review board does come up with something? Wow. That's what my podcast is about today. It's about surveillance. It's about Obama and his crew spying on every single person in the world, basically, including Americans and maybe especially Americans. Every single thing you do is recorded, and it's way beyond just sitting at your computer and surfing the internet. It's way beyond that. It's when you go in your car, there's a computer in your car that keeps track of where it is and how fast it's going. There's a computer in your phone that has software that knows exactly where it is at all times, and that stuff is recorded. If you believe and you think that in any way they are going to stop using technology to spy on people, you're very much mistaken in that regard. If you think that they're going to stop. The only thing they might do is make it a little bit more secretive. If it's there, if the technology is there, and it is, and it gets better and better every day, or it gets more accurate and usable every day, they're going to use it, guaranteed. And not just us. All the countries in the world have their surveillance systems, and name one. Try to name one that's going to say, yeah, the technology is available, but we're not going to use it. It won't happen, folks. It ain't going to happen. You see, it won't. If it's available, it's going to get used. The only thing that'll change is they'll make it a little bit more secretive. In the following podcast that you hear, I don't have any proof of any of this. You know, this is not all scientific, and I don't have data that proves this. This is speculation on my part, but I can almost guarantee that if it's not occurring right now, it will. I hope that when you hear it, you wake up a little bit to reality. Hope you enjoy the show. Actually, it's not really that enjoyable. It is informational. It's speculation on my part, but it's pretty close to the mark. If you have any questions or comments after you hear the show, please go to my website, newmediacentral.org, and leave a comment or a question. Appreciate it. Enjoy. I don't know why so many people are outraged by the spying revelations that have come out. If you really think hard, if you think back about your phone and your computer and basically any electronic device that has capability of capturing data. Now, take a camera, for instance, a little point-and-shoot digital camera. You're thinking, well, that thing doesn't it doesn't hook up to the internet. It can't pass on the information. Well, what do you do with your camera after you take the pictures? You hook it to your computer, and your computer's hooked up to the internet. Think about that one. And that's why I don't understand why there's so much uproar over this revelation that we're being spied on. Everybody knew it somewhere in their heart of hearts. Somewhere deep down inside, they knew. When I get on this computer and I turn on the internet and I tap, 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 and I hear a news story about somebody building a bomb and they got the information off the computer on how to build it, I have no intention of building a bomb, but I want to see that article. I want to see how to do it. So you do it, and then you go, oh, crap. I just told the government I'm going to build a bomb. Has that ever happened to you? Or anything else that you did? You got on the internet and you started looking at stuff that you may not want everybody on the whole planet to know that you're looking at, and you think, whoa, this is public information. Every keystroke that you do on your computer is captured and stored. There's a big uproar from the gaming community because they found out that while they're playing along, when you get on a computer game that's an internet computer game, you play people you've never seen before and you don't know. It's just another player that's interested in playing the game you're playing, and you play each other, and it's cool. It's cool. But the gamers are all in an uproar because they discovered, it's been outed, that some of the people that they're playing possibly are spies, capturing everything that they do on these games. Once again, why is there an uproar? They all knew it. Typically, gamers are kind of geeky, and I don't say that in a bad way. I'm a geek myself. And so most of them know the computer capabilities, and they know that when you get on a computer and it's hooked to an internet in any kind of fashion or way, that information is out there and people can get it. I guess the uproar is because the revelation is that it's for sure really happening. All those fears that you had in the past, when you're going, is this really happening? Now you know. And here's the thing that gets me, this scares me a little bit, is it's way worse than you could ever even imagine. It's way worse. When you play a computer game, you're spied on. When you get in your car, every car made after 2009, I believe it is, and even before that, and some cars, and a lot of cars, has a computer on it, and it knows where you are and how fast you're going. So essentially, they can tell if you're speeding or not. So you think, no big deal, I don't speed very much. There's the key right there, very much. And you might do it accidentally once in a while. You know, grandpa driving around 10, 20 miles an hour under the speed limit is probably the only guy on the planet that never goes over the speed limit ever. And he does probably anyway sometimes, not even knowing it. And so here you go, you're driving along. Oops, I'm 15 miles an hour over the speed limit here, and where the speed limit should be higher, but it's just not. And so I broke the law, darn it. But I didn't get caught, no big deal. But you did get caught. Somewhere, information has been stored that your car was going in a 35 mile an hour zone at 50 miles an hour. It may have only been for a couple of seconds. You may not even know you were doing it. You look down, you go, oh shoot, and you slow down because you're a law-abiding citizen. Now, I don't know, freak accident, a freak situation, you do it again and the cop pulls you over and you go, oh man, yeah, I'm guilty, I did it. But it's, you know, it's my first ticket, no big deal. It's my first time being stopped for speeding, no big deal. However, when that cop is sitting back there in his car after he's pulled you over, and he sits back there for a good 10 minutes before he ever comes up to the car, guess what he's doing? He's checking you out. He knows who you are because your license plate. He's got a description of you. He's checking to see if that description of the person who owns the car with that license plate matches what you look like, the guy sitting behind the wheel. Guess what else he knows? In your lifetime, since this information has been recorded, you've actually sped 173 times. Not even knowing it, in most cases. So the cop's going, you think that's going to change his attitude a little bit? Yeah. It does. So if you have contact with an electronic device, pretty much anything that can in any possible way, and some in ways you don't even know about, get hooked up to the internet, you're being spied on. Like I said, when you get in your car, when you play video games, your phone. The phone itself has tracking information. It knows where it is all the time it's on, and sometimes when it's not on. You know, the new operating system 8 from Microsoft, it's on all the time. Even when you tell it to shut down, it's on. Only time it's not on is when you unplug your computer. and it has no electricity to be on. And that may not even be 100% safeguard. But your phone, when it's on, it knows where it is. When you carry your phone with you 24/7, like most people do, when you go somewhere, you got that phone in your pocket or your purse or whatever. Guess what? The information of where you are is being captured and stored. Entire time you're out there, entire time you're anywhere, everywhere, 24/7, somebody knows where you are. There's no secrets anymore. You can't sneak off into the woods and have a little private time, or you can't go for a little drive in your car and nobody knows where you are for a few minutes, or somebody somewhere knows where you are all the time. No privacy, no secrets. Most people are going, well, I don't have any secrets. I don't care, people. Well, yeah, you do, really. I mean, at some point, it builds up and you go, man, I can't. 1984, the book. Constant surveillance. It's not good. And you do care, whether you admit it to yourself or whether you know it right now, or if you think about it, you don't particularly want people to know exactly where you are 24/7, 365 days a year. You don't want that. Seriously. And I mentioned your computer. You get on a computer, every keystroke is captured and stored. You know, your laptop, your tablet, your iPad, every one of those little devices that are so cool. You can do so many things with them. Pictures, communication, information available on request pretty much anywhere you are. It's cool. That's cool. That's the cool side of it. The dark side of it is somebody somewhere knows exactly where you are and exactly what you're doing 24/7, 365 days a year. Any electronic device that has any potential way of connecting to the internet, even some that you don't even know about, the camera itself does not hook to the internet, but you hook your camera to your computer when you download your pictures and it's connected to the internet. Butt dialing. How many times have you gotten a call on your phone, your phone rings, and you pick it up, you listen in, and nobody's calling you? You just hear kind of a background voice of someone that you know, or maybe you don't know. In my situation, it's there are a couple people who seem to do it more often than others. They don't know they're doing it. They have the phone in their pocket or their purse or something. The touchscreen capabilities of phone, you don't even have to depress a button. It just has to get touched in a certain way, and it dials the phone. And yeah, there was a couple of them there where I heard some information I didn't really want to know. TMI. But, you know, what can you do? You can't, like, scream, hey, your phone, you're talking on your phone. Actually, I did do that once. They never did hear me, and they discovered it on their own. But there was at least one time when this went on for several minutes. I mean, like 15 or 20 minutes. This person's life was being transmitted over phone lines, which can be captured and stored. And she didn't even know it was happening. That, again, is part of the revelation. It's part of the uproar that's going on as people are starting to figure this stuff out. They're going, wait. I was really naive thinking that I wasn't important enough for anybody to want to capture information and store it. It's everybody. It's every dang body. The information, the abundance of information that you're providing is captured and stored. Think about this. Think about when you get on the computer. You're sitting down and you get on the internet. You do some of the most intimate things of your life right there. I mean, you shop. You go to the mall. You go to the Target or Kohl's or Macy's or whatever. Home Depot is my favorite. People that are tracking that stuff, they can go, well, let's see. That guy likes to put up drywall. And when he puts up drywall, he uses this certain kind of tape. You know, it just one little instance like that is not a big deal. But everything you do online and otherwise is being captured. And even more intimate information, like medical information. With Obamacare, they're going to know it anyway, but maybe it's something you never did go to the doctor for. And it doesn't get picked up by Obamacare. And maybe you got head lice. And so you go online and you find out all the information you can about head lice because you want to get rid of it. Well, you never went to the doctor, but that information is out there. You are on the internet looking for stuff about head lice. Maybe you got a pain in your gut or something. Or maybe you got some kind of contusion or something. And you go online and you look about it. Guess what? All that information is there. And maybe you heard somebody talking about it. And you just were curious and you said, I wonder about that ailment. And you look up information about that. Well, that's attached to your name. They have ways to differentiate too. You know, you just were looking at something that's not all that big a deal, but it's something that you were interested in. But then you're looking up some stuff and you purchase. You push the buy me button and you buy it online. Then they know. You weren't just out there looking up information about this thing. You actually bought something. You bought that shampoo that takes care of head lice. They know you got it then. And when you take all that information, that one little bit of information about this guy who likes to go to Home Depot and buy drywall stuff and a certain kind of tape, that's added to the fact that you like electronics. So you're a guy who likes to do drywall with a certain kind of tape, and you're also a guy who likes to buy cameras because you're a photo enthusiast. And you're also a guy who likes to fly model airplanes or drive little model cars. And you're also a guy who likes to go water skiing. And you're also a guy who rides a bicycle. And you got head lice. Taking it all together with these software programs they have that collate all this information, there's a dossier on you. There's information about you you don't even know about yourself. I mean, these people know more about you than you know about yourself. That's scary. Okay, so now you're going, well, I am a little concerned about that. I'm going to leave my phone at home when I decide I want to go for a little walk or something. I don't want everybody in the world to know where I'm at. Guess what else? Surveillance cameras. They are everywhere. You don't see 90% of them. They are everywhere. Anywhere there's public buildings at all, or any kind of public anything, highways, railroad tracks, buildings, anything, there's a potential for security cameras. So you think, I'm going to go out in the back roads, I'm going to drive around a little bit, and I just want to drive around, I don't want anybody to know where I'm at. Get a little time to think to myself or whatever, just enjoy a little alone time. Nope. Satellites. So you're out there, you think you're all alone, you don't have your phone with you because you don't want anybody to know where you're at. Satellite cameras got you. And they know who you are. You ever hear of facial recognition software? It's real and it's used. Hell, iPhones have them. iPhones have facial recognition software, as many of you know. So, what do you do? Well, there's really nothing you can do. We're in a different world than we were in 50 years ago. Somebody somewhere knows everything about you 24/7, 365 days a year. The best thing you can do is just be aware. You know, when you got all these little devices laying around that you're using all the time and it's so cool. I love my devices. But you just got to remember, every time you pick that thing up, information about you is being recorded and captured. And even if you don't pick it up, like I said, you got that phone in your pocket. The phone has proximity software, location software. It knows where it is. And when you got it with you, it knows where you are. So just be aware. That's the message of this podcast is be aware. If you do want to be alone, leave your phone at home. It's not going to take care of it 100%. Like I said, there's satellites out there and they're utilized. Leave your phone at home sometimes. It really confuses the crap out of them. But just be aware. Be aware. Keep in mind all the time that everything you do could be captured. Take safeguards. Don't have your phone with you all the time. Turn it off. And if you find out you have one of the phones that doesn't turn off when you turn it off, take the battery out if you need to. I mean, it sounds crazy that you go to these links, but hey, and maybe you don't care. I do. And I think you do too, actually. Just be aware. There's things you can do. You're never going to get completely away from some kind of surveillance. I think it's important that we all be aware and do take steps that we can to not just blatantly go, here, government, here's everything about my whole life. I'm giving it to you for free. It's yours to use however you want to. Let's not give them that satisfaction.